I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. You've heard a lot about them, the Rohingya people, also pronounced Rohingya, a group of Muslims in Myanmar, which is primarily a Buddhist country. Over the past few years, the Rohingya have been attacked by the military in Myanmar. Their villages have been torched. UN officials have called the attacks genocidal. 1 million Rohingya have been driven out of Myanmar into neighboring Bangladesh, and that's where our story is today. These 1 million Rohingya refugees may be pushed even farther from home, banished to an island off the coast of Bangladesh, a very remote island.
Extraordinarily remote. I mean, it's the type of place you would put people if you wanted them completely out of sight, out of mind.
The World's Patrick Nguyen has been getting reports from Rohingya activists who are not at all happy about plans for this island.
It's out in the middle of the Bay of Bengal, and it's mostly composed of silt. It's this island that's just been created naturally over the last 20 years. Wasn't even on the map, say, 50 years ago. About 3-hour boat ride from the mainland of Bangladesh. And right now, the government of Bangladesh is building these cement complexes on the island that will, in the future, house Rohingya refugees. There are rooms that are about 2 meters by 2 meters. There are bars on the window.
I mean, that sounds like the size of a prison cell.
Yeah, prison cell, that might be a little harsh. I mean, the government of Bangladesh doesn't want to imprison the Rohingya people. It just wants to put them somewhere where it doesn't have to deal with them, I think.
So how are they feeling about this?
Well, there hasn't been a poll of the Rohingya living in camps in Bangladesh. But you're starting to hear this vocal pushback. I mean, there's this Rohingya-run advocacy group called Arakan Times. And they recently posted some footage that I saw online. It's about roughly 100 or so refugees in the camps chanting, "No way, no way," meaning there's no way we want to go to this island.
No way, no way, no way,
no way to go in Bashandi.
No way, no way, no way.
So tell us what's happening there, Patrick.
I think that sums it up. There's no way they want to go to this island. Now, I should stress that Bangladesh has been a good actor in some sense. They have allowed this, you know, nearly 1 million refugee population to live in Bangladesh, and they live in very squalid camps and really stressful, you know, unsanitary conditions. So to sort of get an idea of how Rohingya feel about this, I reached out to this person I know, Nay San Lin. He's probably the most famous Rohingya blogger. And he's been in and out of the camps a couple times this year in Bangladesh. And so all of the camps are around this old port city called Cox's Bazar, just flooded with international aid groups now. And so when this guy, Nay San Lin, has gone there, he's asked people, you know, what do you think about moving to the island?
No one liked this plan. I have talked to the many fellow Rohingya in the camp. Nobody want to move there because, you know, at least in Cox's Bazar, they have access to everything. There are the humanitarian organization, aid organization, and the UN organization. But, you know, once they move to this island, they will have everything limited.
All right. So, I mean, it's too dangerous for the Rohingya to return to Myanmar. Bangladesh clearly is under pressure with an extra 1 million people in Cox's Bazar. I mean, right now, this island seems really desolate. Is it possible that things might change when the Rohingya arrive there?
Well, let's actually talk about that. I haven't gotten to the worst part, or the worst thing that could possibly happen when they get there. So this island, as I said, it's just this, you know, glob of silt out in the middle of the ocean that's accumulated with scrub grass, and I don't even know if it has electricity. Here's the worst part. It sits right in the path of routine, vicious monsoons that just come in every year and just wipe out a lot of islands there, just flood them with rain. So something that this blogger, Nay San Lin, this activist told me is that moving to this island, it could be even worse than living in apartheid conditions in the Rohingya homeland, which is this part of Myanmar along the coast called Northern Rakhine State.
This island is more worse than the Northern Rakhine State. You know, Northern Rakhine State, we call it, you know, the killing field. This island is also, they consider like a killing field because, you know, you don't know what will happen during the monsoon season. They could be killed in an hour or in a few minutes, you know, when there is the cyclone. This is what they really concern.
Wow. So he actually used the phrase killing fields there, which, of course, is especially loaded in Southeast Asia with the allusions to the Khmer Rouge genocide in 1970s Cambodia. I mean, this place sounds almost like a penal colony and less like a place to provide shelter for oppressed refugees. The UN has been critical of the regime in Myanmar precisely for the oppression of the Rohingya. How is the UN or any other organization or body dealing with what appears to be a deliberate exile of thousands of people to this desolate place?
Well, the UN will say no Rohingya should go to this island unless they want to, unless it's voluntary. Now, they also say the same thing about going back to their homeland. Just in recent weeks, Bangladesh has said, okay, we're ready to, you know, set up some buses to send people back to Myanmar if they want to go. Myanmar said, yeah, we'll take a couple thousand people back. No one would get on the buses, not one person.
Wow.
In fact, they all ran and hid in the forest so they wouldn't have to go back because, again, apartheid conditions are enforced there. Myanmar has been credibly accused by UN fact-finding missions of genocide. It's certainly at least ethnic cleansing. So they're in these camps that are really squalid in Bangladesh, some of the biggest refugee camps in the world. And something has to happen. I mean, they can't stay there forever. The conditions are just really, really not nice. So they don't want to go home for very good reason, you know, but they also don't want to go to this island. And Bangladesh has struggled to come up with a better idea of what to do with this, you know, 1 million refugee population.
The World's Patrick Nguyen speaking with us from Bangkok. Thanks very much for telling us about this latest chapter in the life of the Rohingya.
Thank you, Marco.